This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote later today on the unprecedented second impeachment of President Donald Trump. Democrats hold a majority in the chamber and have enough votes to approve impeachment on their own, but they are being joined by a growing number of Republicans. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a member of the Republican Party's House leadership team, said in explaining her support for impeachment, "There has never been a greater betrayal by a U.S. president." A small but growing number of other Republicans also said they would vote to impeach Trump after supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday to try to upend his reelection defeat, leaving five people dead. If the House approves the impeachment resolution, the matter moves to the Senate for a trial where conviction is far from certain. Meantime, the U.S. House on Tuesday night approved a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove President Trump with a cabinet vote that he is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. Democrats proceeded even though Pence said he would not do what the resolution had asked. Pence made his intentions known late Tuesday in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He said it would not be in the best interest of the nation, and it was time to unite the country as we prepare to inaugurate President-elect Joe Biden. Meantime, the New York Times reports the U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack.